This is Jimmy Wallington back at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood. We're just about ready to resume the presentation of Oscars, traditional symbols of excellence in the motion picture industry. We have a few moments, and I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you about another symbol of excellence that could be very important to you. It's Oldsmobile's safety-tested seal, a sign that can really help you if you're in the market for a fine used car. The safety-tested seal is your assurance that the car has been tested 5 different ways for safety and value. So look for the safety-tested seal the next time you shop for a used car. It's another sign of quality at your authorized Oldsmobile quality dealers. Again, your host, Robert Wagner.
Thank you, Jimmy. You should see Jerry Lewis now, ladies and gentlemen. He's got Johnny Green's baton, and he's conducting the Academy Orchestra, which is doing a great job here tonight. You might wonder sometimes that I miss a couple of words here, but I only have so much time to fill in on the winners and the presentations, and I get a little excited myself, too. Now, here we go, back to Jerry Lewis.
We turn now to the 29th Annual Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences Awards.
What is it?
Oh.
Thank you very much.
What was this mystery voice? And now, to present the awards for Best Art Direction and Set Decoration. To present the awards for Art Direction and Set Direction. Decoration. It's fellas that did a thing with a movie. We present 2 real champions, Marge and Gower champions.
Oh, well, you know, it's a nervous night. How are you?
Very
nice
well,
to see you,
you,
Gower. And Marge?
No.
How are you, Dean?
Oh, Marge and Gower. What a mix-up this is. I want you to know that we're so very happy that you kids have a show Sunday night. We're all going to watch it on that other network. Oh,
thank
well,
you.
I get it later, bro.
The nominations for Black and White Art Direction and Set Decoration are The Magnificent Seven, Takashi Matsuyama, The Proud and Profane, Art Direction by Hal Pereira and A. Earl Hedrick. Set Decoration by Samuel M. Comer and Frank R. McKelvey. The Solid Gold Cadillac. Art Direction by Ross Bella. Set Decoration by William R. Kiernan and Louis Diage. Somebody Up There Likes Me. Art Direction by Cedric Gibbons and Malcolm F. Brown. Set Decoration by Edwin B. Willis and F. Keo Gleason. And Teenage Rebel. Art Direction by Lyle R. Wheeler and Jack Martin Smith. Set Decoration by Walter M. Scott and Stuart A. Reese. The envelope, please. You open it. You're stronger.
You want to read it?
Somebody Up There Likes Me.
The award will be accepted by Malcolm F. Brown. He has won 10 previous awards for Art Direction. Made an original sketch of the Oscar, which is based on the trophy that we have designed for our Oscar now. Gower Champion is presenting the award.
I think I get
thank
Gibbons,
you
too.
All righty.
I get 2
of them. Thank you. It was also accepted by Edwin B. Willis and F. Keogh Gleason.
The nominations for Color Art Direction and Set Decoration are Around the World in 80 Days, Art Direction by James W. Sullivan and Ken Adam. Set Decoration by Ross J. Dowd. Giant, Art Direction by Boris Levin and Set Decoration by Ralph S. Hurst. The King and I, Art Direction by Lyle R. Wheeler and John DeCure. Set Decoration by Walter M. Scott and Paul S. Fox. Lust for Life, Art Direction by Cedric Gibbons, Hans Peters and Preston Ames, and Set Decoration by Edwin B. Willis and F. Keo Gleason. And The Ten Commandments, Art Direction by Walter H. Tyler and Albert Nozaki, and Set Decoration by Samuel M. Comer and Ray Moyer.
The envelope, please. Envelope.
You open it, you're neater. The King and I.
That's very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. The award will be accepted by Lyle Wheeler, John DeCure, Walter M. Scott, and Paul S. Fox. Lyle Wheeler has won 3 previous awards for Art Direction. They're coming down the aisle now. Let's see. John DeCure had four previous nominations for art direction, and Walter M. Scott won the award in 1953 for color set direction in The Robe. Paul S. Fox has a previous award in 1953 for The Robe also, and the award will be presented by Gower Champion.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, gentlemen, and thank you, Marge and Gower Champion. I would like to say that Marge and Gower were flown here by TWA, Trans World Airlines. How does that figure? They live in Burbank. What is this? A crazy thing. The world loses to this. Like all friendly rivals, motion pictures and television give to each other. The movies give their old films to television, and television gives its young people to the movies. That's real cute. A case in point is an exciting young youth, a young man, a young youth, what else, who made his debut on television just a few weeks ago. He was signed to a motion picture contract the next day. In a few years, his very first movies may well bring him back to television. That's on, isn't it? Tonight, he is here in person to sing the fourth nominated song. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tommy Sands singing Friendly Persuasion.
And the meadows so green and still, more than the mulberries on the hill, more than the buds on the maple tree, I love thee. Strong as the old, for this occasion. Lips have I to kiss thee too, in friendly persuasion is mine. Oh, I don't know many words of praise, pleasures me in a hundred ways. So put on your bonnet, your cape and glove, and come with me.
Thank you very much, Tommy Sands. Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new thing in motion pictures now? They take the titles of the pictures and they turn them into songs. Now, you just heard Friendly Persuasion? That was from Friendly Persuasion. Now, there's Written on the Wind. What I gotta tell you? It was from Written on the Wind, written. There's a new song I heard today that's based also on a motion picture. A very beautiful thing. It's entitled Ma and Pa Kettle Meet Frankenstein. It's a waltz. And now, on this big show here for the big Oldsmobile, we present a very lovely lady, a very, very gifted artist, a very, very wonderful performer, and a former Academy Award winner, Miss Eva Marie Saint, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you, Evie? You look beautiful, and how is your beautiful baby?
Oh, he's wonderful. Thank you, Jerry. I hear you're about to become a father again.
Yep. Patty and I are all prepared for the new one, and I've been out buying baby clothes like crazy. I've been buying baby clothes, me.
Yeah, what kind?
Well, girls' clothes, and the only reason I'm buying them is because I'm too nervous to knit. But I'd like to explain it. The reason I'm buying the clothes is because it's a wonderful thing, and I'm looking forward to, like, you know, a child, and I'm getting pink little dresses and aprons and petticoats and cute little kinds of things like that.
Supposing it's a boy.
He'll wear the dresses and I'll teach him how to fight, that's all.
The nominations for Best Music Score of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture are Alfred Newman for Anastasia, Victor Young for Around the World in 80 Days, Hugo Friedhofer for Between Heaven and Hell, Dmitri Tiomkin for Giant, and Alex North for The Rainmaker. May I have the envelope? The winner is Victor Young.
Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, Victor Young died this year, and the award will be accepted by Miss Elizabeth Taylor. Victor Young was also nominated this year for the music of the best song, Written on the Wind, from a film of the same title. Here's Miss Taylor.
I'd like to thank you so much on the behalf of the late, great Victor Young and his family. And I'd like to say that I think this is the most wonderful thing that the industry has done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eve, and thank you, Liz, for accepting. To announce the winner of the best scoring of a musical picture, the Academy sent a camera crew abroad to capture a gentleman who is in the Oscar race for best performance by an actor. He is one of the stars of Giant, Mr. Rock Hudson, okay? Let's get out the film on rock and roll. Film on rock and roll.
You're looking at a fellow whose heart is right there with all of you at the Pantages Theater tonight, for more reasons than one. But instead, here I am in a little spot called Miserina in the heart of the Dolomite Mountains in Italy, where on this very day we are starting a little picture called A Farewell to Arms. I tried to get them to change the location from Miserina to the corner of Yucca and Argyle, but somehow it isn't quite the same. So, one of the things I was looking forward to this evening was the opportunity of presenting the award for the best scoring of a musical picture, and there were plenty of them this year. The nominees are Lionel Newman for The Best Things in Life Are Free, Morris Stoloff and George Dunning for The Eddie Duchin Story, Johnny Green and Saul Chaplin for High Society, Alfred Newman and Ken Darby for The King and I, George Stoll and Johnny Green for Meet Me in Las Vegas. Now let's open the envelope and see which of these greatly talented people is the winner.
The winner is The King and I, Alfred Newman and Ken Darby.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the award will be accepted by Alfred Newman and Ken Darby. Alfred Newman has won 7 previous awards, and it's Ken Darby's first nomination. The awards will be presented by Jerry Lewis.
Ken, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you again.
You want to keep this up? Congratulations, Alfred and Ken. To present the winners for cinematography, we thought it fitting to select the camera's favorite subject, a beautiful woman. Here, then, is a woman who is not only beautiful, but who has won awards for her distinguished work in both motion pictures and that other medium, Miss Claire Trevor. Claire, may I congratulate you on your recent winning of an award from that other academy?
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
You know, it's a very funny thing, but I think I could have won an Emmy last year myself, except for some very, very casting difficulties that they ran into.
What do you mean, casting difficulties?
Well, I was up for a certain part, but Nanette Fabre got it.
Oh, Jerry, that's too bad, but don't worry. You're going to win someday. You know, a man of your rare talent is bound to, well, has to go, can't go without recognition forever.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not entirely without recognition now, you know. I've received some glory. Maybe not an Oscar or an Emmy, but back in 1937, I won an Elliot.
An Elliot? What's an Elliot?
Well, it's a 4-foot statue of Elliot Roosevelt carved out of redwood and was awarded to the boy with the sharpest axe in our CCC camp. I thought you'd like that.
The nominations for black and white cinematography are Boris Kaufman for Baby Doll, Hal Rossen for The Bad Seed, Burnett Guffey for The Harder They Fall, Joseph Ruttenberg for Somebody Up There Likes Me, and Walter Strange for Stagecoach to Fury. The envelope, please. The winner is Somebody Up There Likes Me, Joseph Ruttenberg.
Joe Ruttenberg will accept the award, ladies and gentlemen. He's had two previous awards for cinematography, one for The Great Waltz, and the other one was for Mrs. Miniver. He's had 4 other previous nominations. Claire Trevor will present the award to Mr. Ruttenberg.
The nominations for color cinematography are Lionel Lyndon for Around the World in 80 Days, Harry Stradling for The Eddie Duchin Story, Leon Shamroy for The King and I, Loyal Griggs for The Ten Commandments, and Jack Cardiff for War and Peace. The winner is Around the World in 80 Days, Lionel Lyndon.
Lionel Lyndon will accept the award, ladies and gentlemen. He was nominated in 1944 for black and white cinema photography for Going My Way. His other recent credits include Conquest of Space, Hell's Island, and Lucy Gallant. Claire Trevor will present the award.
Very happy for Curly Lyndon. I'm working with Loyal Griggs, and I was, well, it's tough to root. You know, it's a hard kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my extreme pleasure to introduce the president of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, Mr. George Seaton. Hello again.
Each year, the Board of Governors of the Academy meets for the purpose of considering outstanding individuals for honorary awards. These awards are not necessarily given each year. Tonight, however, I am happy that 3 distinguished members of our industry have been unanimously approved by the board for such awards. The first of these is a gentleman who has rendered a lifetime of enormous services to the film industry. He has made a monumental contribution to the world of laughter and has given this industry his generous service as an ambassador of goodwill. For these and many other reasons, the Board of Governors of the Academy has voted an honorary award to Mr. Eddie Cantor.
Mr. Cantor is coming on stage now, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Seaton will present him with the award. He is truly one of the greats of our industry.
I could mention the names of 100 individuals in this industry to whom you might have given this award tonight. I feel I'm a symbol for them and for myself. Thank you.
He certainly is, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great symbol.
Thank you, Mr. Cantor. Next, the Gene Herschold Award, newly created this year, named in honor of the former president of the Academy. A beloved individual who represented the highest ideals of citizenship and service. In his lifetime, he gave of himself unsparingly for the good of the industry and the betterment of mankind. His deeds and qualities became the yardstick by which to measure the stature of possible recipients. The gentleman selected by the Board of Governors more than qualifies. For 20 years, he has been a yes man, always answering in the affirmative to any individual or organization who needed help in any humanitarian endeavor. He is constantly serving his government, national, state, local, on committees striving for better housing, better schools, better hospitals, and better committees. Ladies and gentlemen, the head of production of Paramount Studios, Mr. Y. Frank Freeman.
This award is being given for the first time and was created in memory of Gene Herschel, former president of the Academy. It is voted upon by the Board of Governors and will be given only when they find someone deserving of the honor, Mr. Y. Frank Freeman.
I am sure if Gene Herschel were with us tonight in person, it would be his wish that there be many recipients in the years to come of this award. I am sure they will be more worthy of it than I am. But one thing that I'm doubly sure of, they will not appreciate it more than I do. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the great members of our industry. Great, great man.
The Irving G. Thalberg Award memorializes one of the all-time great producers in our film history. The last time this award was presented was in 1953. When given, it goes to the individual producer who has been responsible for the most consistently high quality of motion picture production for the current awards year and the four preceding years. Because he has so magnificently fulfilled these requirements, the Board of Governors of the Academy has unanimously voted the Irving G. Thalberg Award to Mr. Buddy Adler.
This award goes to the producer who has maintained a consistently high standard of production for the current awards year and the four preceding years. It is voted upon by the Board of Governors and is given only when they feel there is a deserving recipient. The last producer to win this award was George Stevens in 1953. Now here's Mr. Buddy Adler.
My sincere thanks to the governors of the Board of the Academy and to my many associates over these many years, and my particular and fondest respect for two gentlemen who were very close to me, Darrell Zanuck, for the opportunity that he gave me, and to Spiros Skouras for the guidance and the confidence he has in me. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I might say that Buddy Adler is my boss, and he's the nicest boss that I've ever had.
Formerly, the Best Foreign Language Film Award was an honorary one voted by the Board of Governors. This year, however, a different method was employed. Organizations similar to the Academy in countries all over the world were charged with the task of selecting their outstanding motion pictures. From these many entries, the Academy members nominated five films and then, by secret ballot, chose the winner. Representatives of the nominated motion pictures are here with us tonight. As guests of the Academy, they have come from the Orient and from Europe. To them, I extend, on behalf of the Academy, a very special welcome. The nominated films are, from Denmark, Kivitak, produced by O. Dalsgaard Olsen. From France, Gervaise, produced by Annie Dorfman. From Germany, The Captain of Köpenick, produced by Walter Koppel and Julius Trebitsch. From Italy, La Strada, produced by Dino De Laurentiis and Carlo Ponti. From Japan, Harp of Burma, produced by Masayuki Takashi. The winner, please. La Strada. From Italy.
The award will be presented by Dino De Laurentiis. He was also nominated for the best screenplay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Seaton, president of the Academy, will present the award.
Mr. De Laurentiis will accept.
There you are.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
This award belongs to Federico Fellini, is in audience.
In a few moments, we'll bring you the final chapter in tonight's exciting Academy Awards ceremonies. Right now, let's call on Jimmy Wallington for Oldsmobile.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way to find out what a thrill it is to drive a 57 Oldsmobile.
Something I wanted to ask you.
Well, hello, Marv. Look, do you mind? I'm talking about Oldsmobile right now.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, too. Now, about this J2 rocket.
Yes, I know. Wait a minute. Did you say J2?
Yes. You've been making some mighty big statements about this new engine.
Well, a J2 is mighty big news.
But what's this about being able to get more economy when you want it and more power when you need it? Frankly, I don't see how that's possible.
Oh, Marv, that's the thing that makes Oldsmobile's J2 so remarkable. For years, automotive engineers have been trying to design the ideal engine, one that would have a tremendous reserve of power to meet any driving situation, and yet, during normal operation, give real economy.
And the J2 can do this?
Oh, it certainly can. It's just like having two engines in your Oldsmobile.
Two engines?
That's right. It's like two engines in one. You see, J2 has three dual carburetors. Now, when you're cruising along in ordinary driving, you use only one of those carburetors. You get all the alert, eager performance of the rocket engine, but it's really easy on the gas. And then when you need extra power, extra performance, you just press the accelerator past the three-quarter mark and call out the reserves. Instantly, all three carburetors burst into action with a surge of power like you've never known before.
Say, I'd like to try this new J2.
Oh, you should, Marvin, for the driving thrill of your life. And I'd like everyone to know that your Oldsmobile dealer has a standing invitation to be his guest for a J2 rocket test. Tomorrow would be a great day for it, during the big special spring showing of 1957 Oldsmobiles at your authorized Oldsmobile quality dealers. And now, back to the Academy Awards.
You might be interested to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the King and I has won 4 awards so far. I'll do a recap for you. They won for the best scoring of a musical picture, best costume design, best sound recording, the best art direction and set direction. Now let's go back to Jerry Lewis and the 29th Academy Awards.
Thank you very much. Let us all now take a deep breath and leap from here to Paris, Paris, France, where we will meet one of the glamorous stars who is herself a nominee as Best Actress. Take it away, Paris.
Just a moment. Even in this jet age, we can't go from Hollywood to Paris in one big leap. We must stop in New York and check atmospheric conditions. Thanks to the magic of film, conditions are ideal, bringing to us a little of Paris and all of Anastasia herself to present the award for Best Director, Miss Ingrid Bergman.
Greetings from Paris. The cable of instructions said, choose a convenient and recognizable location. Well, this is very convenient because it is the roof of my hotel. And there is the Archer Prime and a couple of rooftops for good measure. And over there is the Eiffel Tower. Now, if this is too convenient and too recognizable, I hope the directors will forgive me. Anyway, I don't think they are so interested in scenery as in tempo. So, for the best achievement in direction, the nominees are Michael Anderson, Around the World in 80 Days, William Wyler's Friendly Persuasion, and George Stevens, The Giant, Walter Lang, The King and I, and King Vidor for War and Peace. As for the winner, that answer will have to come from the Pantage Theater.
Well, here we are back at the Pantage Theater. May I have the envelope, please? The winner is Giant George Stevens.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Stevens is going to accept the award for Best Direction. He won the award in 1951 for Best Direction for A Place in the Sun. He received the Irving Thalberg Award, as I said before, in 1953. Here is Jerry Lewis presenting the award to Mr. George Stevens.
Thank you, sir. As the director chosen to come up here from this fine group of nominees, let me say for them and for myself, the director's chair is a wonderful place to see film. From
George. Congratulations, Mr. Stevens. And now I'd like to say two of the most beautiful words in the motion picture industry, Deborah Carr.
Jerry, that's the sweetest compliment ever paid me.
May I?
I do hope your wife will understand.
Oh, it's worth it if it takes weeks to explain it to her.
Oh, I am delighted to be able to present the writing awards. The nominations for Best Motion Picture Story are Robert Rich for The Brave One, Leo Katcher for the Eddie Duchin story, Jean-Paul Sartre for The Proud and the Beautiful, and Cesare Zavattini for Umberto D. The envelope, please. The Brave One, Robert Rich.
The award will be accepted, ladies and gentlemen, by Jesse Lasky, Jr., Vice President of the Screenwriters Guild. It's Mr. Rich's first nomination. The film was made in Mexico and is also nominated for sound recording and film editing. The award will be presented by Deborah Carr.
Mr. Jesse Lasky, Jr., as Vice President of the Screenwriters Branch of the Writers Guild, will accept the award for Mr. Rich.
On behalf of Robert Rich and his beautiful story, thank you very much.
Congratulations. Nominations for Best Screenplay Adapted are James Poe, John Farrow, and S.J. Perlman for Around the World in 80 Days, Tennessee Williams for Baby Doll, Fred Gill and Ivan Moffat for Giant, and Norman Corwin for Lust for Life. The envelope, please. In Hollywood, the winner is Around the World in 80 Days, James Poe and John Farrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Poe will accept the award from Mr. Farrow and himself and Irving Coyne Bingold in New York for Perelman. Ms. Carr is now presenting the award to Mr. Poe.
Many congratulations.
For John Farrow and myself, thank you.
And in New York, S.J. Perelman and Mr. And Hermione Gingo will accept the award for Mr. Perelman.
Congratulations. Thank you. I'm very proud to receive this objet d'art on behalf of Mr. Perelman, who writes. He cannot be here for a variety of reasons, all of them spicy. He's dumbfounded, absolutely flummoxed. He never expected any recognition for writing Around the World in 80 Days. And in fact, only did so on the express understanding that the film would never be shown. He hopes he will be able to live up to it, or rather, live it up, and he says, bless you all.
The nominations for Best Screenplay Original are Robert Lewin for The Bold and the Brave, Andrew L. Stone for Julie, William Rose for The Lady Killers, Federico Fellini and Tullio Pinelli for La Strada, and Albert Lamorisse for The Red Balloon, The Envelope. In New York, The Red Balloon, Albert Lamorisse.
The award will be accepted by Maria Schell, French film star in New York.
I am? I'm sorry I was taken away with the applause. Time for our fifth nominated song, but before we go to the song, I would like to thank Mr. Hal Wallace for relinquishing me for the award.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I must apologize for working tonight without my partner from the film, but seems there was a little emergency in the palace kitchen. The chef was making the formula just a little too spicy. He got carried away, and Grace had... I mean, the princess had to stay behind and get him straightened out. But we'll make do here. Maestro?
Suntan, wind-blown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky. I give to you, and you give to me.
Thank you, Bing, very much. And now from New York to present the Best Song Award is Miss Baby Doll herself, Miss Carol Baker. Hi, Carol. How are you, honey?
Fine, Jerry.
Good. Carol, you must be thrilled. You went from comparative obscurity to stardom with one picture.
Yes, I really am very fortunate.
Yes, you are, and it's a wonderful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a girl who was practically unknown a short time ago. Here's a real success story. Tell me, Carol, was it fun working in Baby Doll?
Oh, yes, it was thrilling going on location, but that broken-down southern mansion we lived in was too much. No furniture, no heat, no plumbing, and the roof caving in.
You know, when I first came to Hollywood, I rented a house like that in Beverly Hills.
Well, why would you want to live in a house like that?
It had a pool. Oh.
And now, the best song. In Hollywood, the winner is Whatever Will Be, from The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the award will be accepted by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston. Ray Evans and Jay Livingston have had two previous award best songs, Buttons and Bows and The Mona Lisa. The award will be presented by Jerry Lewis.
I promised myself I'd be very calm about this, but it's impossible. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jerry.
Livingston and Evans. You know, it's a funny thing about that Carol Baker. A few years ago, she came out to Hollywood not by a luxury airliner and not by the super cheap. She hitchhiked. And this wasn't easy, with a thumb in her mouth. It's all right. Don't try and make up. The motion picture film is projected at the rate of 90 feet per minute. I've been given 50 feet to introduce the consummate artist who will present the award for the best actor of 1956. I could say nothing more impressive or more flattering than Miss Anna Magnani.
Thank you. The nominees for Best Actor are Yul Brynner in King and I, James Dean in Giant, Kirk Douglas in Slut for Life, Rock Hudson in Giant, and Sir Laurence Olivier in Richard III. The envelope, please. The winner is Yul Brynner.
Oh, that's wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Yul Brynner will accept the award. Here he comes down the aisle. He is really a great, great man. This is his first nomination. He created the role of the King of Siam on Broadway. His other recent credits are Anastasia and The Ten Commandments. Here he is with Anna Magnani giving him the award.
I hope this is not a mistake, because I won't give it back for anything in the world. Thank you very much.
You're always laughing at me. How do you like this? Congratulations, Mr. Brynner. The nominees for the best actor. What is this with the whole thing? You got a wrong sheet here. Innkeeper, there's a wrong thing. Yeah, what is it? All right. You want I should know this is for him or I should do it? Give me a clue, a yes or a no. What is it? Everybody's shaking. What happened back there? Somebody nod your head. Look at this, a group of 30 people. They're all like this. What is it? Thanks a lot. I'd like to take this opportunity in introducing the winner of the Academy Award last year for the best acting role, Mr. Ernest Borgnine.
Thank you. The nominees for the best actress are Carol Baker in Baby Doll, Ingrid Bergman in Anastasia, Katharine Hepburn in The Rainmaker, Nancy Kelly in The Bad Seed, and Deborah Carr in The King and I. The envelope, please. The winner, Ingrid Bergman in Anastasia.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Miss Bergman is not here, so the award will be accepted by Cary Grant. She was awarded the Best Actress Award in 1944 for Gaslight. She was also nominated for Joan of Arc, Bells of St. Mary's, For Whom the Bells Toll, and now is appearing on the stage in Tea and Sympathy. Here's Cary Grant.
Feeling. Well, it's a privilege to have been asked to be here in case Ingrid won this award. And now that she has, it's a privilege to try to thank her to thank you for her. But alas, I have no way of knowing the exact depth and degree of her emotion when she finally hears the news that she's received it. So, dear Ingrid, if you can hear me now, or if you see this televised film, I want you to know that each of the other nominees and all of the people with whom you worked on, Anastasia and Dear Hitch and Leo McGarry, and every one of us here tonight and in New York, send you our congratulations, our love, our admiration, and every affectionate thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cary, very much for accepting. You've all heard the expression, ladies and gentlemen, this is a television first. Tonight we have with us an Academy Award first. The winner of the very first Oscar presented by the Academy, the very lovely and charming Miss Jeanette Gaynor, ladies and gentlemen. Gaynor, welcome, and I'm sure you can tell by the applause how we all feel about you.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
You're welcome.
I'm very proud of that first golden statue that I took home so many years ago. And through these years, I've watched Oscar grow into this world-famous young man. And now for the nominations for the best motion picture of the year. They are Around the World in 80 Days, produced by Michael Todd. Friendly Persuasion, produced by William Wyler. Giant, produced by George Stevens and Henry Ginsberg. The King and I, produced by Charles Brackett. The Ten Commandments, produced by Cecil B. DeMille. Around the World in 80 Days.
Ladies and gentlemen, the award will be accepted by Mr. Michael Todd, who just gave Elizabeth Taylor a great big kiss. He seems to be very excited about it. It was based on the novel by Jules Verne. Received a total of 8 nominations. He's produced 2 motion pictures. There he is now, receiving the
award. On behalf of the 60-some-odd thousand people who made this show Around the World, thanks. And for myself, I'm especially thrilled on account of because this is my first time at bat here. Thank you.
Well, it's about time to lock up the store, and I would like to thank Miss Celeste Holm of New York for doing a very admirable job. How about a nice hand for Celeste Holm, ladies and gentlemen? She was wonderful.
Good night.
I'd like to thank everyone at the Academy, and I certainly feel that the American public should know of the great job that Mr. Johnny Green did tonight with the wonderful orchestra. Johnny, thank you. Good night from Hollywood, and thank you for being a wonderful audience. We hope we will see you next year. Oldsmobile thanks you. I thank you. Good night.
We'll get back to the Academy Awards show in just a few moments. Now, here again is Jimmy Wallington for Oldsmobile.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we conclude tonight's ceremonies, may I tell you again that Oldsmobile has been delighted to bring you the Motion Picture Academy Awards presentations. We sincerely congratulate all of tonight's Oscar winners. And we hope that all of you and our audience have enjoyed this exciting event as much as we have here at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood. And now, I'd like to remind you that your nearby Oldsmobile dealer sends you a warm invitation to stop in tomorrow and see his special spring showing of new 1957 Oldsmobiles, including the fabulous Fiesta. In the wide selection of smart new Oldsmobiles on display, you'll find there's a rocket for every pocket. And I'd like to emphasize this point. When you visit your Oldsmobile dealer, don't fail to try the exciting new J2 rocket engines. The J2 rocket will give you the newest driving experience on the highway today. You've never known anything like it. So tomorrow, make a date with your authorized Oldsmobile quality dealer. Be his guest for a J2 rocket test and enjoy the performance of the year. And now here again is Robert Wagner.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's been a great pleasure being your host this evening at the 29th Annual Awards of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. We sincerely congratulate each of this evening's Oscar winners and add our own wish that this distinction may be the beginning of even greater things to come. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Robert Wagner saying good night.
Tonight's program, brought to you by Oldsmobile and your Oldsmobile dealer, was produced and directed for the Academy by Valentine Davies. Script by Hal Cantor, Arthur Phillips, and Harry Crane. Produced and directed for the NBC Radio Network by Andrew C. Love. Associate, Ray Wessinger. Supervising engineer, Louis Hayden, with Robert Brook and Leon Fry. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking. This is the NBC Radio Network.